Mum and I stand together on the cobbled driveway and watch as Dad reverses his Jaguar out of the garage. He insists on driving us to the train station, although it's only a 5-minute walk through the village and a minute across the overbridge. "Don't be silly, James," he said, when I suggested we walk. "How common would it look if we all traipsed through town dragging bags like a bunch of gypsies?" He flicks open the boot and I throw my suitcase. "Ready for the start of your life?" he says, looking at me in the rearview mirror. He takes it as given that my previous 18 years count for nothing. I spread my lips into something I hope looks like a smile, but say nothing. My acceptance letter into Oxford was the sign my father had been looking for that I wasn't a complete waste of space. He made a big production of going to the cellar and coming up with his oldest bottle of port to celebrate. "To another lawyer in the family and the fourth generation of Farndales to attend Oxford," he said, raising his glass and toasting the air.